few things to say here. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen wa sallallahu wa sallam ala nabiyyina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa man tabi'ahum bi ihsanin ila yawm al-deen wa sallam tasliman kathira. Perhaps brothers and sisters in Islam, the topic of today's short talk is fi sabilillah. Does anyone know what fi sabilillah means? Yes, because I'm about to faint, ya Basim. I'm about to faint in front of you, right while I'm speaking. So if I make it any longer, I may even die. So I think you should let me go. Yes, because you guys have no idea what my day is like here on this side of town. Alhamdulillah. Anyways, that's what I wanted to talk about. It's all fi sabilillah. Fi sabilillah. Fi sabilillah is it is not jihad. It could be, but it's more generic than that. Fi sabilillah is for the sake of Allah. Technically speaking, or technical translation, is in the path of Allah or in the way of Allah. But the actual intent, however, is for the sake of Allah or for Allah's sake. When you do things for Allah's sake, they are different. And one of the problems which we face is that we don't bring this idea to mind. We don't really, sometimes we Muslims fail to revive this thought or this intention in whenever we do things. However, the truly successful one is the one who always tries to make whatever he does fi sabilillah. Everything that one does, he tries to include the intention of fi sabilillah, so that he may gain reward, so that he may attain Allah's assistance. So this fasting of ours is fi sabilillah, and the prayer which we performed is fi sabilillah, and the hajj is fi sabilillah, and the umrah is fi sabilillah, and the zakah is fi sabilillah, and da'wah is fi sabilillah, and the time you spend is fi sabilillah, and the effort you exert is fi sabilillah, and you listening is fi sabilillah, and taking the time is fi sabilillah. Everything could be fi sabilillah if we make it fi sabilillah, if we make it in Allah's cause. And when you deal with Allah, it gets unique. When you deal with people, business-wise, you learn that human beings are greedy and miserly. For example, Allah tells us about the mutaffifin, وَيْلٌ لِلْمُتَفِّفِينَ, because they have the tendency to want to take more when they are buying something, and when they want to sell, they want to decrease the measure. Nas'alullah al-afiyah. They want to cheat, basically, people in this regard. We find that we human beings, and we are no exceptions to the rule, we are greedy. And so, when you deal with human beings, you won't really get much. You will hardly ever get more than what you deserve. If you get what you deserve, you will hardly get a little bit more than what you deserve. Even a little bit more, you won't get it. On a very good day, you will get a little bit more. But you're never given a lot. That is human beings. When you deal with Allah Al-Kareem, Al-Jawad, الذي ينفق بغير حساب الذي ينفق ليلا ونهارا الذي يداه مبسوطتان سبحانه وبحمده Allah, the one who spends in the night and the day, the one who spends with no limit, the one whose hands are stretched out. يُنْفِقُ كَيْفَ يَشَاءُ. He spends however He wills. When you deal with Allah and you do something في سبيل الله, you can't even put a number on it. You can't even put a number on it. And that's why we have to always remind ourselves that even though it's tough, I'll do it في سبيل الله. As long as you're able to do so. Even though it's tough, I'll do it في سبيل الله. So brothers and sisters, how often do we feel this way concerning our deeds? You know what's sad? What's sad is that for some, even the acts of worship which were supposed to be fi sabilillah are no longer fi sabilillah. Yani, I'm speaking first about people who may do something of the worldly life, but because they do it in the way of Allah or for the sake of Allah, they will get reward for it. But there are people who do the actual things which were meant to be strictly fi sabilillah, they do them for fi sabil dunya or fi sabil nas, for the sake of the worldly life or for the sake of the people. So look at these two extremes. Look at these two extremes. Have we by any chance, fallen into the trap of those who have turned the deeds which were meant to be for the sake of Allah, for the sake of something else, my brothers and sisters in Islam? Do you pray Taraweeh for the people? Or do you pray Taraweeh for the sake of Allah? Do you pray Taraweeh because the people want, or you want the people to see you in Taraweeh? Or because your culture expects you to pray in Taraweeh? Or because the environment necessitates that you pray in Taraweeh? Or do you pray in Taraweeh because you want to pray in Taraweeh? Is it fi sabilillah or fi sabil something else? Truly. Fasting. Is it fi sabilillah or for the parents? Some teenagers fast for their parents. Even though they've reached the age of puberty and they're legally supposed to do it fast, they actually wind up fasting for the sake of mama and baba, not for the sake of Allah. And you know that deed is not acceptable. You know the deed has to be for the sake of Allah. Because Allah Azza wa Jalla says in the Hadith Qudsi, أنا أغنى الشركاء عن الشرك فمن عمل عملا أشرك فيه معي غيري تركته وشركه. I am the most self-sufficient of having any partners, and so whosoever does a deed whereby he intends or he associates others with me, I shall abandon him and his association. I will abandon him and his association. Ya subhanallah. Allah will not accept a deed which has multiple intentions, my brothers and sisters in Islam. Oh Allah, make this for your sake. Oh Allah, make all the deeds for your sake, and we seek refuge with you that we shall do a deed for other than your sake. What a big loss when we come on the day of judgment and we will say, Allah will say to us, go to those whom you used to make the deeds for and ask them for a reward. And we will not be able to get that reward. Had it not been for the sake of Allah, now it's going to be of no avail in the life to come. So brothers and sisters in Islam, the expression or the thing or the title which we should be mindful of any time we engage in any act of worship which is supposed to get us closer to Allah it should be fi sabilillah. Everything is worth it fi sabilillah, and everything is worthless fi sabili ghayrihi. Everything is worthy fi sabilillah, and everything is worthless fi sabil other than Allah. And I ask Allah Azza wa Jal to make us all among those who do things in His cause and for His sake and in His path. And I ask Him not to make us among those who associate partners in worship with Him. And now we will have another short Q&A session. What I mean by short is exactly 17 minutes. After which I will jet without an airplane. Just for those who may not know, I live in Jeddah, Saudi Arabia. We're fasting around 15 to 16 hours a day. It is extremely, extremely, extremely hot outside. And by Allah's grace and from the favors of Allah upon me is that I have da'wah activities from the morning until now. And you know, when you speak and speak and speak, and when you stand on your feet the whole time, it will drain you. So there's drainage. So don't think I'm just a lazy, you know, you guys know better. You see me during the year, mashallah, I'm screaming and jumping and sitting and whatever. So don't think I'm lazy, it's just that, you know, it's a little too much at this point. Inshallah, I'm not lazy. Assalamu alaikum wa alaikum assalam. A couple of days back, I woke up late and fasted around 6 a.m. Would my fast be valid for that day? Having suhoor is not a condition for the validity of the fast. However, having the intention is a condition. So if you did not intend to fast from that night before, on that day, then your fasting is invalid. If you intended to fast but you failed to wake up, that's totally fine. That's totally fine. And your fasting is valid because having suhoor is recommended, it is not obligatory. I'm wondering if when making the intention to fast during the night, is it valid if I merely think I'm going to fast today because I thought the night preceded the day? So I thought I would be counted on the same day. It would be counted on the same day. But someone told me that doesn't make sense. Instead, you should be thinking I'm going to be fasting tomorrow. So I'm wondering if my fast is valid. Well, you know, what you should do is intend to fast when the time of fasting begins. Whether you got confused about the night and the day, and which one comes first is irrelevant. If it's 10 o'clock at night and you're thinking, when the sunrise, you know, comes around, I'll be fasting, then you've done your job. Okay, so you intend to fast the next day. When there are differences of opinion between the ulima, how do we determine which one to choose? The first thing you do is you correct this incorrect spelling of ulama. The word is u bil ayn ulama. There's no such thing as ulima. Ulima is the passive voice of the verb alima. Alima meaning he knew, ulima meaning it was known. It was known. And you want to say scholars or theologians, which is ulama, ulama. not with double A, I'm sorry, Ula, 1A, MAA, Ulama. Do not say anymore Ulima, Ulima. It's bogus. How do we determine which one to choose? You choose the one who is more knowledgeable of that aspect of the deen. Meaning, if you're asking someone concerning the validity, the authenticity of a hadith, then you go with the scholar who is more knowledgeable of the science of hadith. Or the scholars say you ask the one who is more fearful of Allah, the one with more taqwa, or the one who's older and more well-versed, more grounded in knowledge. Whatever it is, you follow the one which you think will best guide you to the correct position, not the one which agrees with your prerequisites. Is this dua authentic to say when we see evil? Allahumma la hakfir la hasanat illa ana wa yakfahu sa'ihati illa hant. I don't know what this is, but it doesn't sound Arabic. No, I don't know if this dua being from the Sunnah. And the Arabic transliteration is totally inaccurate. Assalamu alaikum, alaikum salam. What Mu'adh? Come Mu'adh. Would you advise us to donate money to masjid which preaches bid'ah? Because I'm on the road in South Asia. What is the ruling regarding when azan is given? I tend to stop reciting Quran or start to pray when I'm in the masjid because I can't concentrate. I'm confused. What is the question here? Or do you have two questions in one? Mu'adh. These are two questions in one. Okay, well, you do not give donation to a masjid which preaches bid'ah. And you do not ask two questions in one. When the adhan is given, you stop and you join the salah. Okay? I'm going to make i'tikaf for the first time. Are there any rules apart from not leaving the mosque? Yes. And you need to study the rules of i'tikaf before you do i'tikaf, my brother. It's very serious. You can never engage in an act of worship without knowing the rulings concerning it. So please look up some reliable websites online and get familiar with the Mu'adh. Get familiar with the i'tikaf conditions. And don't pay attention and don't do i'tikaf without knowing. Some of the four imams in the mosque prolong the taraweeh. Some of the imams in the mosque prolong the taraweeh prayer for long by reciting a few number of pages and prolonging the dua. What do we do in this case? Say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Allahumma ajurni fi musibati wa akhlif li khayran minha. This is a dua which you say when a calamity strikes. And it is a calamity when these imams go against the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Sahaba by elongating the dua and shortening the salah while they were supposed to elongate the salah and shorten the dua. This is Mus'ab, the one that you keep saying Mus'ab. That's not me. This is me. I'm Abu Mus'ab. This is Mus'ab. Yalla, give a lecture. Yalla. Is facing the Qibla a Sunnah while reading Quran? I don't know of that being a Sunnah. I do not know of that being a Sunnah. You should give a lecture when I'm tired. You're not fasting. Come on, guys. Next question. Ow. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Is that true that it's obligatory for women to be in the mosque in the time of Eid prayers, according to some of the ulama? Yes, but not in the mosque. In the place of prayer. In the place where Eid is held, whether it is in the mosque or outside, according to some of the ulama, it's obligatory for women to attend, because the Prophet ﷺ during his time commanded that all the women should come out, all of them, even menstruating women, however, they should not approach the place of salah. But the gathering, they should come. So some of the ulama said it's obligatory. Assalamu alaikum wa alaikum assalam. If someone reaches the masjid when Isha is done and Taraweeh is going on, is it okay to join the Taraweeh and then stand up to complete Isha? Yes. But you join the Salah with the intention of praying Isha. You don't join with the intention of praying Taraweeh. You join the Salah intending to pray Isha, and when they're done with their two rak'at, you get up and you complete your two. Or three, or whatever amount is left. But you must intend Isha from the get-go. I study abroad, now come back to my home, and I have old friends who aren't religious. Now they want me to meet. What should I do? You should meet and give them da'wah. Unless you are afraid that you're not strong enough at this point to deal with them, in which case, do not meet. Assalamu alaikum, brother. Wa alaikum salam, sister. Is there any lecture or talk of yours which is dedicated to the topic of new reverts? Treatment of the non-Muslim parents, relatives, neighbors. If there are none, that would be amazing if you could dedicate one lecture especially to this topic, because it's really needed. Jazakallah khair. Well, I've dealt with this issue in a number of lectures. I dealt with it in the lecture, The Seller of Musk, and others as well. But perhaps, inshallah, yani, I don't know if it requires a whole lecture to address the issue. But perhaps I'll try to put something together, but I will not promise you as not to break my promise. Do we have to read Surah Al-Fatiha and the Taraweeh after the Imam, just like reading other prayers? Because I'm finding it difficult to catch up and listen to the Quran. Yes, you do. And my suggestion is that you begin reciting the Fatiha along with the Imam. Recite it along with the Imam, before the Imam, after the Imam, whatever. But recite it. Are asthma patients allowed to use inhaler during fasting or not? Yes, they are. Assalamu alaikum wa alaikum salam. Can we do our Salah Taraweeh a couple of hours later after Salat al-Isha, or should we do Taraweeh immediately after Isha? Jazakallah khair. You may do it a couple of hours after Isha. You don't have to do it right after Isha. This has to be before Fajr. When you talk about making intention to fast in the night, do you mean reciting a particular dua? No. It's a bid'ah to recite anything. It's just merely intending, the mere intention. Even suhoor is already an intention. The suhoor is already an intention in and of itself. Is it permissible to touch the Quran when in menstrual period? No, it is not permissible. No, it is not permissible. 2 minutes to go. Is it a sunnah for men to run while circling the Kaaba if they're in the first three rows? It is a sunnah for them to run the first three rounds, whether they're in the first three rows or the last ones. It's a sunnah to run, to jog, in other words, the first three rounds around the Kaaba when doing Umrah and Hajj. MashaAllah, I've been watching your lectures nowadays. It teaches me a lot about Islam. It's really nice. JazakAllah khair. What can I do with my old Quran and ayat which I don't recite? Can I burn them or what to do? Old Quran and ayat? Why would you just keep them? Give it to someone. Do you have a Quran? Why would you get rid of it? I may be missing something. I wanted to ask if you could help me to answer a sister's asking me about Amma, slavery of female after the war. I tried to explain through SMQ, but she's not satisfied, and due to my lack of knowledge, I didn't go on. Yeah, I can explain to her. I'll tell it to her as it is. Bring her this coming Tuesday, inshallah, to the dars, and I will explain it to her. She may not like it either, but that doesn't concern us much. If they don't like what Allah revealed, there isn't much you can do. You can try to make it, you know, make sense to them and try to beautify it, but if they still don't like it, then they have a problem with their Creator. There isn't much we can do about that, Allah musta'an. What is the ruling on a Muslim selling beauty products to other women, Muslim and non-Muslim alike? Since most of it, all of these beauty product companies are owned by kuffar, is it blameworthy for a Muslim to work for them? I'm only trying to earn the easiest way to eliminate fitna, wallahu a'lam. Wallahi, this is yani a little technical, because we know that these things are misused by the women, and so yani I cannot really give you a fatwa, but I'll tell you, leave that which you're doubtful about to that which you are not doubtful about. Last question. Nafil i'tikaf. Some people who don't want to face restrictions of i'tikaf say, we are doing nafil i'tikaf. Is this allowed? Well, I didn't know there was nafil i'tikaf and obligatory i'tikaf. I'tikaf is always simply a nafil. There's no other option. So these people, may Allah guide them, play with the deen of Allah Azza wa Jal without, yani, I don't understand where people come up with these things from. Okay, so much for the last question. If a wife is in the last month of pregnancy, can husband do i'tikaf and break it when wife needs to go to hospital? Yes, because of necessity. Leave me alone. Barakallahu feekum. And so, inshallah, we'll catch up with you in the near future. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.